Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer B., and you're listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. Let us inspire and encourage you to take your next step in making your dreams and visions an actual reality. Each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, we explore life's most meaningful and powerful questions that lead us all to taking inspired action. Our purpose is to help you make progress, get what you need to build your evidence, and move closer every day to living your greatest life. And again, so happy to be here with you all today, and thank you for tuning in. And for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, a very warm welcome to you. I am so excited today because we have an amazing guest here with us, Howard Martin. He is going to be talking about some very exciting research and technology that maximizes personal transformation for each of us in a very real and tangible way. He's going to be talking about an extraordinary project that is helping accelerate changes in our world and create more global coherence, essentially facilitating a shift in global consciousness towards much needed balance and long lasting peace. And what I also want to say is what's incredible is that his organization has taken inspired action to a profound level by harnessing the power of the human heart-brain connection and creating purposeful and intentional focus of many people together towards transforming difficult times and situations into positive and peaceful balance. My guest today, Howard Martin, he's the Executive Vice President of HeartMath. He's played a key role in launching what is called the Global Coherence Initiative, which is, again, is a science-based co-creative project to unite people in heart-focused care and intention to facilitate a shift, again, in global consciousness from instability and discord to balance, cooperation, enduring peace. He's also authored, he's one of the original leaders, first off, who helped found HeartMath. He has co-authored the HeartMath solution and authored the HeartMath method. He's been instrumental in delivering programs to thousands of people in audiences worldwide. He's also a member of the Transformational Leadership Council, an exclusive organization founded by author Jack Canfield that's made up of leaders in the fields of personal, organizational, social transformation. He's a member of Evolutionary Leaders, and this is a group of global visionaries founded by Deepak Chopra. So, again, Howard, we're so honored to have you here. Welcome to Inspired Action Radio.
Jennifer, thank you very much. It's an honor to be with you, and I want to say hello to you, especially, and to everyone who's listening from wherever you're listening to around the world, and I'm glad to be on your show today.
Thank you so much. And Howard, why don't we kick this off by first off having you share just a little bit about what is HeartMath and its mission?
Well, it's a good story. HeartMath, you know, we've been around 22 years. Maybe your listeners have heard of HeartMath. We've become, I think, a major brand in things that are going on in the world today relative to transformation. We are located in Northern California. That's where we originally were founded. We still are here. We have offices and alliances all around the world now. We operate and sold their products and things into, like, I think it's over 100 countries now.
Wow.
What HeartMath is a, it's a system, really, of techniques and methods and technology, all underpinned with scientific research that really empowers people to be able to make the changes they need to make, you know, through these times that we live in that are extraordinary but sometimes a bit chaotic. It's very heart-centric in our approach. We took a very heart-centric approach to everything. And really, I think, you know, a lot of things are said about HeartMath. You know, it really helps us unlock the power and intelligence of the heart. That's one of the ways is characterized with us. It really enables us to live a more heart-based life and a more values-based existence. It's applied in many different ways. We train individuals through lots of different ways in which we do that, and tens of thousands every year. We train in organizations, you know, Fortune 100 companies, big healthcare institutions, educational systems, U.S. military, police departments, lots of different places. And there are a lot of resources that we have that people take advantage of. And so our reach has become pretty large over these years. I think we really exist to help activate the heart of humanity. I guess that's one of the ways I could characterize it most simply.
Incredible.
And our goal, I think, is to create a new world. We're helping doing what we can to really rewrite the future.
That's fantastic, because one of the areas I, as I've learned so much more about what you all and the good works that you're all doing is, especially for me personally, when I deal with people, I really love the fact that science has come in play and is now in what's going on in the world, playing such a huge role in transformation, whereas it hasn't in the past as much, but it has become more and more a key component in transforming people to start looking at using both the right brain and the left brain and understanding to the extent that they're open and now listening, because the credibility factor is there because science has joined in the movement. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, as I mentioned a minute ago, we're a heart-centric approach to everything, and we had our own personal experiences many years ago. Doc Childry, our founder, myself, and others that were founding, you know, members of HeartMath, and we had our own experiences. We knew that the heart was a source of more than, you know, than just sweet emotions. It was really an intelligent system within our being that linked us to something much larger than our ordinary self. And we had that experience, but when we decided to start an organization around this, and it took us 15 years to get around to it, but when we decided to do one, we recognize if we don't find a way to characterize heart differently in this world, it'll remain locked up in the confines and well-respected confines of spirituality and philosophy.
Right.
And what needs to happen is it needs to be translated in ways that are practical into ordinary living, put into play in ways in which people can actually actualize and utilize what we call the intelligence of the heart. So we recognized we needed a bridge, and we chose science as that bridge for the very reasons you just described. We realize that science carries a lot of weight in our modern world, that, you know, an empirical understanding for something increases belief. People question things. They want knowledge. They want information, but they also want proof that that information is really real. So we use science as a method of explaining heart in a different way. I'd like to say that, you know, our science was never intended, and I don't think it has, you know, take the heart out of heart.
Right.
But really, but we really needed to give it a new spin, and we did. And I think what our researchers here, headed up by Dr. Roland McCready and his research team, did is they were able to tell the story of how the heart is more than a blood pump, and the fact that it is an information processing center in our bodies, in ways in which we can understand it, in ways in which a person who's not a formally trained scientist like myself can language that and present that information so that it does what? So that it gives people the belief in something they already have inside themselves.
Yes, I love that, and especially on the level of intuition. Of course, we're going to talk more about that, but I love the fact that you've developed a language to bring people essentially to the table to help them understand the power in which that already exists inside of them and allow them to fully engage all the all their sensories and intuition all together to essentially, again, utilize the power they already have. that's what people, I think, struggle with. I love that.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, again, I think that these times are changing very rapidly. We're in, you know, in a time period that a lot of people call the shift, and it's really a shift in consciousness. The very fabric of consciousness itself is morphing, creating changes in how we perceive, changes in our behaviors, changes in what the values and rules of life are, changes in how the organizational structures that guide life function. All these different things are happening in a very quick pace right now, and the change is huge. And part of what I see happening in this change of consciousness is the emergence of heart intelligence in the midst of it. In other words, heart intelligence is a part of the, you know, evolutionary imperative of these times.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's go to a quick break, Howard, and let's talk about that when we get back, because the shift is something incredibly important, and a lot of people are thinking about that right now. So let's take a quick break. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. and my guest here, Howard Martin. And when we come back, we're going to explore essentially your road to happiness and how the Global Coherence Project can jumpstart that progress. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on a Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Howard Martin here with me today, Executive Vice President of HeartMath, and we are talking about the new science that is helping everyone find their way back to balance, cooperation, and enduring peace. And Howard, we were just talking about the shift, and I love that because, you know, of course, we've just gone through the as they say, the highly anticipated 2012. That year is now come and gone. We're now mid-2013. Where do you think, you know, we are at this point, looking at the research that you all are doing and, you know, what people call the shift?
Well, we're in a good place, actually, even though it can often not look like we are.
That's good to know.
You know, this thing about the shift has been going on for a long time. I mean, Doc Shouldery, our founder, used to talk to me over 30 years ago about these times and what would be coming down and all that. It's part of why he wanted to create an organization and a system like HeartMath to assist people through these changing times. It came from his care and his foresight and his vision. A lot of it was put into the 2012 year with the, you know, the markings of the Mayan calendar and all that, sort of as guidelines for what was supposed to happen. I think that a lot of people had anticipated something big was going to occur, something obvious was going to show up to mark the fact that change was occurring. Some saw it as apocalyptic, some saw it as greatly opportunistic. And then we got to 2012 and the December 21st date and everything, and for many people it was kind of like a regular day.
Right.
You know, and so when I started my speaking tour this year, I was on a plane going to Australia, and that's where it started, and I was thinking about where people might be, and I recognized that there was, even with the best of folks, there was an undercurrent of quiet disappointment for many, many people. And so I began to address that, you know, of what's next. And my feeling was is that a lot went down during that time period, but it's a continuing process. I mean, the change that we're going through is huge. We're going through a major dimensional shift in consciousness that's going to create a very new world for us, and that takes a little bit of time. I think we're right in the middle of it. I mean, just a rough number to throw out would be it's about a 100-year window of time when something huge is happening. It's never happened before since there's been human beings on this planet. It's that big. And we're right about in the middle of it somewhere. So there's been plenty of things that have brought us to this point, and there's more that's got to come. So right now, I think 2013, I can see an acceleration in change. Nothing slowed down. It got faster.
Right.
And as a result of that, we've had a lot of chaos. A lot of things are spinning up. You know, there's a new world birthing itself right in the midst of the old one. The old one is there, and it's entrenched there. It's been there a long time. It's not bad. It's okay. But new is trying to come in, and we have this friction that happens where new's pushing out into the old's pushing back. And what we see a lot of times are the friction points. That's all the aberrant behaviors that we see and all the external things happening, like the wars and all the social issues and ecological issues. All those things are what we often see. If we only see that, we're missing something bigger. We're missing the fact that the same energetic momentum that's driving all that change, creating the need for these things to transform, is also there available to us to transform our own consciousness.
You're absolutely right, because I actually was listening to some of your talks, and one of the comments that you made was when certainly we clearly are affected by what's going on the planet on different energetic levels, certainly emotional levels, but and which stands to reason then we also should have the same, we should have an effect as well. If we push that effect forward versus just being affected, that's a big deal.
That's right. I mean, there are external things. We can't blame anything for that. I mean, I think the era that we're in now is an era where of heightened co-creativity based on our self-empowered efforts.
Right.
We are the ones that are calling the shots on a lot of things, but there are definitely external influences. The solar cycles, for example, are at a high active state right now. The solar cycles affect the geomagnetic field in the ionosphere. Those are the Earth's energetic systems. Those systems affect us. And so there can be a sense of angst or a sense of edginess or a sense of, you know, of discord or awkwardness that's just prevalent sort of in the feeling in general. I experience that. I feel that. I understand that. But then what I also recognize is that even if I feel it, I can't say, well, I'm going to have a bad day today because there was a solar flare.
Right.
I've still got to treat people with love and care. I've still got to be, you know, the man that I aspire to be and be the best of that I can be, regardless of what external influences there are. So
right.
I think that there are many things affecting us, and that's where my care and compassion goes out, because most people feel these things, but they have no idea why. And
right.
they don't have necessarily skill sets or tools that they can use to find a way through that. And that's why I'm so passionate about getting more of what HeartMath has to the world. There are many great systems out there. HeartMath's just one of them. But
mm-hmm.
we have done our work.
Yes.
And we have developed a reliable way that people can use tools, techniques, and methods and our technology to make these times a little easier, you know, for it to be a kinder,
yes.
gentler process for people. And that's
and
what we do.
And you just said it. Yes, absolutely. I use the knowing about even on the solar flares. We heard reports, or I've been hearing reports for 2 years now of 2013, that's going to be happening. And when I talk sometimes to people, I'm talking to them from a level that I only use that to allow them to you find understanding that there is more going on right now than maybe you can wrap your head around, and why things are, why you're feeling what you're feeling, just from a level that it's, you need to be kind to yourself, because a lot is going on. So be kind to yourself. It's not about stopping, but you know, there's a lot going on, and just understand that there is.
Well, you know, at the risk of giving away what I do in my talks, I'd like to share something with everyone listening today, and that's a lot of times near the end of my talks now. What I say to people is simply this, is that if you don't remember anything else that I said tonight, please remember to be compassionate with yourself.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Please do that, because right now everybody's doing the best they can. Recognize that you're a good person. Recognize you're doing okay. Recognize there's going to be good days and not so good days. Have compassion for yourself. Really be kind and gentle with yourself right now. One of the things about these changing times, you asked me earlier, where are we? We're also in a place, I believe, for where we need to have more patience. We don't need to push and drive so hard right now. We don't need to make it a laborious process. The energetic momentums of the shift are like a jet stream anyway. It's a matter of really syncing up with that energetic momentum rather than trying to push it or fight it or beat ourselves up. It's a time to be caring, compassionate for ourselves and to others, and also a time to have patience and let this thing unfold. It's all moving just fine.
Oh, I love that you said that, because that's so critical right now with a lot of people, because especially with what happened in 2012, you're so right. So many people expected, and even if they didn't believe a lot of what was being said, they still expected something tangible, something they could wrap their hands around to happen. And when it didn't, there was a lot of confusion. It really, in the first few months of 2013, I saw it in a lot of people. So that was what was fascinating, kind of watching this process. But I love how you're talking about the compassion and be patient. And it's time to take a breath, because of that momentum that kicked into high gear, essentially, in the end of 2012. And it's amazing, frankly, how fast time flies.
That's right. It's a good characterization you just laid out. It's time to take a breath. Let it unfold. It's moving. Don't worry. People need to find that ease within themselves.
Yes,
a little bit more, but the tendency is, like you said, when you expect something and then there's a sense that nothing happened, there's a sense of despair. Then in that, you know, so your own energetic pitch lowers a little bit, and then all of a sudden all the problems stick out more.
Right.
That can create sort of it just exacerbates things. It creates a downward spiral. And next thing you know, we've got negative attitudes about ourselves, about others, about life, about, you know, all that. And it doesn't have to be that way. We have to reboot our system, in a sense. And that's where the power and intelligence of the heart comes in. That's where the own best friend and most reliable guide you have lives.
Yes.
Reboot the system and go back to the other side of it, and then let things unfold.
And you know, when you talk about heart intelligence, because of the research and the science behind it, that's tangible. I mean, when you say heart intelligence, what specifically are you saying? What is that to you?
Well, it's the type of intelligence we have within our system that is high speed. It's intuitive in nature. It's the place that we access when we are able to move beyond our mediocrity, when we can often do the things that we sometimes think we can't do. We find something else deeper inside us, don't we? And we achieve these things. It's a place of connection to spirit, you know, where I would just use that as a generic term, higher self, whatever people want to call it. But it's that connection through the intelligence of the heart where that begins to merge more with our humanness, with our day-to-day activity.
Right.
It's a place where we discriminate differently. Through the intelligence of the heart, we begin to see differently. We don't see things from the myopic, narrow views that we often see when we're not connected to that. Mm-hmm. So all the body systems are connected. It's not like heart and mind or brain and all that are not part of the same thing. But what happens is we begin to live mostly from the logical, linear aspects of our intelligence. And when we do, it sort of cuts us off from the heart. And when we're cut off from the heart, we lose the connection to the source of some of the most wonderful emotions that we ever experience in life. We cut ourselves off from the intuitive insights that are always there, but we're not sensitive to them. It cuts us off from a deeper connection to our authentic self, and it also cuts us off from connecting to others. When we rekindle the intelligence of the heart, the whole reverse of that process occurs.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful, too, because, again, bringing it back to a tangible level where it is people can just find that credibility, find the believability inside of them to start taking it seriously and taking it into a place, something where they can utilize those tools. Let's take another quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about that, how HeartMath and the Global Coherence Initiative, what they're doing for all of us out there and what we can do with those tools. So I'm Jennifer B. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio, and we're going to talk about how your intelligent heart can help you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mongley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on TransformationTalkRadio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month. at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time to connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration. Call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I have Howard Martin here with me today as the Executive Vice President of the HeartMath Organization. He's discussing their exciting research regarding the heart-brain connection and its role in accessing new intelligence. And before we continue, I want to make sure, Howard, you have a chance to get your website out there for people to get to.
Yeah, I'd like to give you two, if I may. Okay. The first is heartmath.org, and that's our nonprofit. But in the nonprofit, you have lots of information about a lot of things HeartMath offers. There's a for-profit company as well, which I'm executive vice president of. But you go to heartmath.org. I think your listeners would like that site, prefer that site. But heartmath.com is the other one. But the site that we're going to mention, that I want to mention to you now, will be part of the next subject we're going to talk about, which is the Global Coherence Initiative. And so get a pen, if you would, and I'll give you that the URL for that in just a minute so you can write that down, because I think you're going to be wanting to go and check that site out.
Great. Great. Excellent. And I also want to, as we're talking about that, relative to the Global Coherence Initiative, why don't you talk about that for a moment, what that is?
I'll be glad to. Before I do that, let me just mention a little of the science that we've alluded to so the listeners don't feel left out of that.
Great.
I'm just going to be really brief about it. It's a huge body of research. You can see all the research papers and hundreds of them if you want on the heartmath.org website. But basically what the research has been about is mapping out the communication pathways by which the physical heart is sending important information to the brain and to the rest of the body. And mapping that all out and then identifying the communications that are optimal or less optimal. The term we developed for that is coherence. A lot of our technology that we have, the coherence building technology, like the Inner Balance Trainer, the M-Ways techniques in our training programs, are all about increasing coherence, which is improving the quality of communication taking place between the heart, the brain, and the rest of the body. And that's sort of a very generalist overview of a very large body of research. But that's what we were able to do. We drew in pieces of research from other places all around the world. We did our own research, put together the story, and we're definitively able to show that, wait a minute, that thing's not just pumping blood, it's speaking to us.
Wow.
And that's what we did through our research. Now, we did that for a long, long time, and then about 5 years ago, we recognized, you know, that those of us that founded this, in the beginning, it wasn't all about business or science. It was about a spiritual mission. And that we recognized a long time ago that my belief, at least, was that changes occurred when the changes in the consciousness field precipitated that. As those changes occurred, then we began to function differently and think differently, and that if we were going to change the world, we had to really work at it both ways, from the ground up to the things that we've been doing that we're really good at, and also from the top down, from more of the consciousness and the effect of humans' own consciousness approach. So we created a division of our nonprofit, and that division is called the Global Coherence Initiative. And what it is a membership organization that you can join for free. You just put in your email address and your own code and you become a member, and there's lots of information and access to various things you get by being a member. It brings people together from all around the world. There are about, there are over 50,000 members now. They come from over 100 countries.
Wow.
And they join together in heart focus, care, and intention to really use the power and intelligence of our intentions in our heart to shift global consciousness from the discord and the chaos we see to more balance, cooperation, and enduring peace. So we put out care-focused messages from time to time, suggesting to our members that they focus on certain areas of society or certain issues that could use more heart and care, a lot of things that we do like that. Now, there are many organizations that do similar things, and I would like to say that thank you for that and applaud all the organizations that do that.
Indeed.
And we're just doing our part in it. And, of course, because it's heart math, there's generally a scientific component, so we brought our science to the party. brought our heart too, but we brought some science with it.
Yes, there you go.
And so what our researchers have done is they have developed technology that can measure very sensitively changes occurring in the Earth's energetic fields. I referred to them earlier. There are two primary fields. One's the geomagnetic field. The other's called the ionosphere. These are energetic fields that surround our Earth that are the last layers of what we could call nature. They are protective layers around the planet that protect us from incoming solar radiation, cosmic rays, all those sort of things. They preserve life. Without those fields, there is no life here. These fields are constantly changing. They're very dynamic, and they're influenced by a lot of external things, like solar activity, for example. Science has already shown, and there's more science ongoing, but a huge body of research has already been done showing that changes in these fields are affecting us individually and collectively. They affect our behaviors. They affect the way we think and feel. They affect our health. They affect social issues, like social things like traffic accidents, hospital admissions, the stock market, the start and ending of wars. All that research has shown that these fields are interacting with us in ways that affect us.
You're essentially measuring the changes.
Well, what we're measuring is, yes, we're looking at changes and the interactions taking place between these fields and what happens to us individually and collectively. We also have a hypothesis. The hypothesis is that if these fields are affecting us, that we in turn are affecting them. That mass human emotion from the 7+ billion people on our planet is affecting these fields. And as we affect those fields in turn come back and affect us again. So it's a loop that we have going on. So we're beginning a process to study that and see if that hypothesis is true or not true. So to do that, we are placing global coherence monitoring sites around the world. To get a complete view of these energetic fields, we'll eventually need about 12 monitoring sites. Today, we have 4 operational sites. One is in Northern California. One is in Northern Canada. The other is in the United Kingdom. And the 4th one is in Saudi Arabia. Very soon, a 5th one will be placed in New Zealand. And soon after that, a 6th one. Now, we are getting data back into our research labs 24/7, and we can see changes occurring in these fields. And we begin to look at this and begin to see what can we understand about these changes. And to do that, we apply science to that, of course, but we need another scientist. So we're actually not deploying any more sensor sites right now because we have a project going on called Adopt a Scientist, where we are raising the funds through our membership and their kind contributions to pay the salary for a dedicated scientist with specific skills in data processing analysis and astrophysics and things like that to begin to draw more understanding about the data that we're getting. And then we'll continue to roll out sites. Our hope is that we can do several things. One is we can really show a lot more about the interactions taking place between the fields and us. Two, we can make a contribution even to academic literature and understanding of these fields, because even though science knows a lot about them, there's a lot they don't know,
right,
and a lot of mysteries about these fields. So we hope to contribute there as well. And lastly, we want to see if this hypothesis is true. If it is true, my friend Jack Canfield, who's one of the advisory boards on Global Coherence Initiative, along with many other people that I think you're listening would know. But Jack said to me one day, this could be the greatest experiment in the history of the world.
Oh, yes.
And I said, why do you think that? He said, it would show that all of our thoughts, our prayers, our intentions, our meditations, all these things that we've done since there's been humans on the planet have been interacting with and affecting our Earth.
Yes. Oh, wow. That's incredible. That's incredible.
So that's what we do in our spare time.
Well, and what's so fascinating about that, too, is that, again, like I was talking about earlier, bringing people to the table, but it's really you're building the bridge to so many individuals that can start to take notice of this power not only we have, but the power we have on the planet. And
the power of the collective,
else.
Right. Let me, yeah. If I may, Jennifer, give that website now that I've told people
yes,
what
indeed.
It is.
Yes, indeed. Please
it's,
do.
It's always the 3 W's and the dot, of course, and then glcoherence.org. That's glcoherence.org. go to the Global Coherence Initiative website. I encourage you to become a member. Again, it doesn't cost you a thing to be a member. Join with people from around the world, over 50,000 now, from over 100 countries. And let's join together and use our heart, focus, care, and intention to try to ease things for people, to try to have a positive impact on the changes we're going through, to make it easier for humanity to go through this transition we have to go through. And let's do it from the top down by affecting the consciousness fields itself. The science will unfold, and you'll be able to see that and in ways participate in it, and certainly to get information on it. And we put information out about these things all the time, so you'll be informed. But most importantly, you'll be joining at the heart level, which goes beyond time and space, with people from all walks of life from around our planet doing what we can to make this world a better place.
And I love that, because it's not just about, of course, you know, the idea of we're all in this together, but in fact, we can help each other work out and certainly find a place of balance amidst what's going on around us, but actually help and pay and participate. I love that. And especially with on a global level, one thing I want to share with everyone listening is that I've gone to this website that Howard is discussing, and it has so many wonderful things on it. I've jumped into Care Focus Room. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's really fascinating to look in there and see, in fact, where I am. And so many other people have joined in and are there with me at that very same time. And it really gives a sense that, again, we're not alone. We have people out there. So let's take another quick break and let's talk about this as to how individually we can make a difference. So, again, this is Jennifer B. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to share what makes this project so important for everyone and the environment. And so let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back, everyone, and today we are talking about heart math and the Global Coherence Initiative, which is helping you understand how to access your own heart intelligence to create a happier, more successful life for yourself and the world around you. And so, Howard, we were just talking about that. Could you talk a little bit more about the heart-brain connection for folks to so they can wrap their minds around that?
Yeah, sure. We got to. I mentioned earlier the heart sends information to the brain and the rest of the body. It does it in four ways. The first way was something that, you know, most people didn't know, that the heart has a very complex nervous system. Next to the brain and the head, it's the most complex part of our nervous system that we have. I studied through a field called neurocardiology, and the researchers call it the brain and the heart. And that nervous system does send information up to the brain and the head, and that information is important. I mean, the brain has to have that information. It's critically dependent upon that information. When researchers look at the neurological traffic in our body, for example, they can see that, of course, the brain sends information to the heart. But what they didn't know is that the heart sends a lot more information to the brain than it ever receives. The second way was by a physical. We have something called blood pressure waves. They're created by the squeezing of the heart. It's actually the wave of energy that pushes the blood through the veins and the arteries. Those blood pressure waves influence a lot of things in the body, including brain function. It turns out that changes in the blood pressure wave create changes in the electrical activity in the brain. The third way is hormonally, which is really wild. This is one of those things like, who knew, you know? In 1983, the heart was actually reclassified as being part of our hormonal system. So it's considered to be a cardiovascular organ and a hormonal gland. It produces several hormones. One of those would be called atrial peptide. Mm-hmm. Atrial peptide has an interesting job. It actually reduces the release of the stress hormone cortisol. The heart also produces oxytocin, which many of your listeners may have heard of. It's generically called a love hormone. It's a hormone produced in greater amounts when we're in loving states. So those are examples of, you know, like, wow, you know, who knew? Now, the fourth way is where it got really most interesting to me. The heart is an electrical organ. It produces the strongest source of bioelectricity in our body, 40 to 60 times stronger than the second most powerful source, which is the brain. Now, that electrical energy permeates every single cell in our bodies, but it's strong enough that it actually radiates beyond our skin and goes out into space. It creates an electromagnetic field around us that extends beyond the skin and goes out about 3 to 4 feet outside the body, surrounding us in 360 degrees. That field changes, and what's interesting about the changes that occur in it is that the frequencies in that field will change depending upon our emotions. What we're feeling emotionally. If we're feeling a strong negative emotion, it produces what's called an incoherent spectra, in which frustration or anger produces a very chaotic field. If we're experiencing emotions that are associated with heart, like love, care, compassion, appreciation, those kind of emotions, the field becomes very ordered. It becomes what's called a coherent spectra in the field. Mm. So we're broadcasting these things to ourselves and to everything around us, 360 degrees. The research now has moved into other things. Now we look at, how does my field affect the field of my brain? How does my field affect the field of another? What's happening in the collective fields of groups of people? What's happening in the collective field produced by all the 7 billion people on the planet? This is the cool stuff, because now we move beyond biology in terms of how the heart communicates. Now we go beyond biology into physics. Now we're into fields, energetic fields. If we remove the confines of Newtonian physics from looking at this, then we go into quantum physics. In quantum physics, we don't have the same rules about time and space.
Right.
So he gets into some really interesting theoretical understandings. And so all that adds up to this. And I'm just a good old Southern boy here, so I'll make it simple. You know, the heart does more than pump blood. It is sending information throughout our entire system and beyond our system out into space. And that's what it's doing. So that's part of the intelligence of the heart that we spoke to earlier. And it's just a lot going on there that we didn't know. That's kind of what we're most famous for. What I'd like us to become most famous for are the people that just reestablished a good, solid respect for heart in the world. That allowed people to believe in this thing that they have inside themselves, to believe in the power of their heart, and to make it a practical part of their daily life. The science just supports that. It's just a method or a means to an end, and that end is to create a more heart-based world. That's what I hope we're famous for before it's over.
That's incredible. And what would you say people can do to increase their personal coherence and to help create essentially more global coherence?
Well, certainly there are tools and techniques you can practice. They're taught in heart math programs. You can take those programs even from their house, do things like a heart mastery series. There are free things on the websites for people that, you know, that want to get that. There's a booklet you'll see on the site. Most of our sites call the State of the Ease, E-A-S-E. I recommend you download that. It's for free. That's something people can practice. And of course, you know, coming to a training program, whether, you know, you do something like the heart mastery series or coming to see us live somewhere would be a great way. And I'm not just trying to sales pitch something here. There are plenty of free things there, but of course live physical contact is one of the best ways to for information to transfer. So myself and other HeartMath you know, founders and leaders will be on the road this fall. I'm taking a little break this summer. Just so you can look on the Global Coherence Initiative website, for example, where listeners can, to find out where I'll be. I'll be in Texas in September. I'll be in North Carolina and Mexico in October. I'll be in Stockholm and London in November, other places as well. But one of the things I would like to share with the listeners today is that we did something last year for the first time. We actually had a big off-site HeartMath Global Coherence Initiative event. We did it in the Maya Riviera at this wonderful resort with a very classy wellness center attached to it. So you're in this five-star resort environment. It's all-inclusive, but you also have this wellness center that's got this real, you know, beautiful sort of, you know, peaceful essence to it. And we did a program there that we started on a Wednesday night and we finished on a Sunday morning. And we built the program so that we were teaching heart math in the first half of the day. So people were learning skill sets, tools and techniques and things. And it was done by myself and Roland McCready, who's the director of research at heart math. So you had the advantage of, you know, of having the actual scientist there as well. And then we took a break and all afternoon was free time so people could do the things that are wonderful to do at a place like this. Everything from, you know, from different treatments you can get to going to the beach to, you know, swimming with dolphins and the whole thing. And then in the night we would get back together and we'd do long meditations.
Oh, I have to say I could talk to you for so much longer, Howard. I love what you're doing.
Well, come
really
see me
do.
In Mexico. We're going to do
there
it in October. It's reasonably priced for anyone that's listening. If you go to the Global Coherence Initiative website, glcoherence.org, you can read about it, see the pictures, the whole thing. And we're gathering down there again this year in the middle of October. And we're going to do it one more time. We can only take 100 people. That's the max we can take. And it's a wonderful experience, something I'm looking forward to, and something that we're going to do for the second year because the first one was just a blow away. Really was.
Fantastic, fantastic. Howard, thank you so much for joining me today and joining all of us, letting us know about this. This is so important, and I hope everyone really got a great message. Go to glcoherence.org. It's really important. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Inspired Action Radio. You can reach me at inspiredactionliving.com and every Wednesday, 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And I really just, everyone out there, have a phenomenal week. Think about your energy. Think about your coherence. And really, let's all make an effort to think about this daily. everybody out there, have a wonderful week. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819.
call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.